Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us once again. Let's head back to Colorado now. Returning guest Steve Mantell joins us. Steve, welcome on to the podcast once again. The bike, you had a fabulous bike in Kona in 2015. It's obviously something you love doing. You're pretty quick on it. You enjoy riding?
Yeah, I really like riding. I like being outside. I like riding with friends. I'm in Colorado, so there's great mountains to ride, and it's a good time, yeah.
Over your triathlon career, I mean, looking at the improvements you've made on the bike, what are some of the things that you've done that you think have has really given you the edge?
I think at first probably getting a good fit was most important, not necessarily getting as aero as possible, but making sure that you're comfortable in an aero position. That's really important. And then I think there's definitely a few workouts that I like. I think a couple years ago I got a power meter, and that definitely made a big difference. You know, I'd only really done Olympic distance racing for a few years, and that's pretty simple. You just go as hard as you can go for an hour. But when you're doing the longer stuff, I think it's really important to have an idea, like a quantity, a number to relate your feel to. And that's basically what a power meter did for me. So, it was good to have something like a power meter to be able to help pace myself for the longer races. But I also think there's some workouts that I really liked doing, and that I really think helped contribute to, you know, having a strong ride in Kona.
Tell us a little bit about those workouts. What do you love doing?
Okay. So, probably one of my, just, and for overall fitness, I like to do hill repeats a lot. Probably there's a hill near where I live where it's, like about 8 to 10% grade. And, it's about a minute and a half long. And I go up that 15, 20 times. So it's hard, you know, I'm over my, FTP every rep, and that just builds strength in your legs. And, I think that's important to have for both the bike and the run. In terms of Kona specifically, or for Ironman distance specifically, there's a few rides that I did, kind of like simulation rides. I did on the trainer, I like to do this just so I could have all of my nutrition right by me. So I wasn't, you know, carrying like a backpack basically worth of food, but, like I'd have on the trainer was 5 rounds where you would go 10 minutes under threshold or 5 minutes under threshold, under your Ironman watts, and then 40 minutes at your Ironman watts, and then 5 minutes above your Ironman watts. And then you get, you know, 5 or 10 minutes easy, and then you do that whole round 5 times total. So it's a long ride. It's about 4 or 5 hours on the trainer. I like to do it. I like to get at least 3 rounds of that in. It's really good for, I guess, spending a lot of time at your Ironman watts and basically kind of feeling comfortable there. But then also you're never going to be at the same steady power output. You know, there's going to be hills, there's going to be downhills, there's going to be people you have to adjust your speed to. So I really think that's good to have the 5 below and 5 above, behind, on each side of that. And it's not like a huge difference, you know. So for example, if my Ironman watts were 240, then I'd do 5 minutes at 210 or 220, somewhere around there. And then above Ironman watts would be 260 or something. So it's just kind of simulating a little bit of a surge. And I think not only is it good for teaching your muscles pacing, it's also really good for working on your nutrition. If you have your nutrition plan to, you know, eat every 5 or eat every 15 or so, then you have your nutrition right there. And you don't, if you're outside, then you don't have to worry about stop signs and whatnot. It can be a very, very focused session. When we were getting ready for Kona, there was, I did this ride probably like 5 or 6 times, and, it definitely got me ready. Where I live is very close to the Wyoming border. It's about 50 miles, actually. So what my coach had me do was basically ride out to the Wyoming border and back. And it's perfect because there's maybe 15, 20 miles where it's kind of like rolling, like, your way out on the Queen K. And then it's a steady, steady climb for the next 20 or so miles up to the border. It's really similar to the climb to Hy-Vee. Basically, that's what we were trying to simulate. So it gets windy, it gets hot, and it's not pretty. I think it's worse than the climb up to Hy-Vee. It was just me on the side of a road, a ton of wind, it's hot out. There's trucks, big trucks going by me like a foot away, and that's just like scary. And yeah, so we did like some, you know, had like 4 or 5 40-minute intervals going up, and then when you're up there, it's windy, and then you turn around and come back down, like you would at Kona. And you still, one thing you want to work on is making sure that you're still pushing power on the way down, because you can gain a lot of speed, you can gain a lot of time on your competitors if you're still in aero and pushing power on the way down. So that's one of the things that we worked on. I think having a sustained climb as part of your build up to Kona, where you're not only able to push some good effort on the way up, but push hard on the way down and stay focused, then that's important. It doesn't matter how fast you get up. If you totally blow up on the way up, you still have to get back to town to run. So, yeah.
I love that. I think that's a great tip, and I think it's something a lot of people don't focus on is staying to power on the way down, which is fantastic. But, Steve, thank you for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to getting you on next time to chat about that run.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.